Cause we grow. To the call to the city we home.
Hey, we back.
Yo,
we back.
No, I gotta try though.
Yeah, we back.
But I gotta try though. This cause this coconut 1800 is nice. I gotta try with pineapple juice. 1800 coconut tequila.
Oh, okay. I didn't
even know. First of all, it's just refined enough.
The 1800.
1800 tequila.
Oh, okay.
And there is a special mixed drink that they have with this one. Pineapple juice.
Oh.
First of all, pineapple juice with anything is fantastic. So the fact that they, you know,
I recommend
they got that. Club soda, pineapple juice. That is the coconut crusher.
Mm.
It might be the boom boom crusher after the coconut crusher.
We're gonna crush it
all. Are we live?
Yeah, we live.
Oh.
We're back.
And
Well, hello there.
How are you?
Well there.
How are we looking? Okay.
So for the live went.
Oh, great.
Sounds like a big.
Vital's dope. Shout out to Vital, man. We actually weren't expecting to have a guest, so it was really dope that we got just a dope artist, an international artist.
Yeah,
so dope.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Him and forgive me if I'm butchering her name, it's Keith. They were like at the hotel last night.
I saw some of your
crazy, man. She is so dope too. Like, it's just cool because it's like it's different. Like if we were to rap at a party, it's like okay, cool, we want to do it right. But this shit was like a little different than ours.
I don't know about that.
Is not like the other.
I don't know about that.
No, it was just dope to see. It was refreshing. It was different than what you see here at Toronto all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So that you met up with good people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, man. Shout out to Dio. Dio's party just like had cool people from all like facets of the industry
and he travels a lot. So
yeah.
We gotta get him on the show.
Yeah. No, I talked to him about it. I'll be out performing with him in Cam. In a couple weeks.
Cam.
It's cans.
Is it cans?
No.
No, it's not
cans.
Like,
it's not cans?
It's France.
We got a comment there?
No, nothing yet. It's just people.
No, there was one.
Send me messages.
Oh, people send you messages. Yeah. Private messages? That's what happens.
Is
that the new YouTube shit?
That's the new one.
So we got to send out that link again.
That looks. No, I'm seeing the format. The actual format.
Toy Story 4.
Toy
that
Story 4.
It looks amazing. We're actually talking about that on the casual fan.
Did you see my Mother's Day post?
No.
Is that what we're doing now?
Not everybody's going to be able to see it. Me and my mom in you know those cutouts where you put your face in?
No, okay.
It wasn't a face, it was actually a face. At Disney World, when the first Toy Story.
So, you guys were Woody and Buzz?
We were beside them. No, it wasn't the face one. Because there was other face ones at the time. This was the full body one. We stood beside them.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I get you.
Yeah.
Disney World. Anybody else been to Disney World?
No.
Not yet, no.
I've been once when I was like 4.
Yeah.
I went on Space Mountain. When I got to the top, I looked down and I was like, I gotta get off this shit. And Dwayne's like, what are you gonna do? Jump?
He's like, sit
down.
I was like, I gotta get off.
I was like 12 or 13, so I was just like
too cool for
yeah.
Too cool.
Yeah.
Cool. This
so,
is good stuff.
It's, yeah.
Whatever. Wonderland of life.
But yeah. So you're going to go to Gale next week.
Yeah, I fly into Amsterdam.
Shout out to DT.
My flight's Tuesday night, so I fly to Amsterdam Wednesday morning. I have a night in Amsterdam to chill. I'm gonna check our boy gear.
Yeah.
Remind me to get his contact.
I was watching.
Then we go to Rotterdam for New School Rules, which is like a 3-4 day festival. And then I'm performing with DT. We have like 13 dates, I think. And then it's Madame Festival in Cannes, France.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be fucking crazy. And I just came off CMW. this weekend. It was honestly, it was beautiful. It was crazy. I met great people, and it's good because I'm like, I'm in conference mode now. You know? So I'm gonna go right into the school rules because a lot of times you go to one thing and like you need a day to kind of like scope it out and like you know when the networking really. But I'm like getting more down. So
years ago, I had actually connected with somebody who was. But years ago, a gentleman that I was introduced to, I believe he was from
France,
Spain?
Africa.
No, he's
France.
France, Africa, Spain.
He's from France. I met him through, shout out to my homie Sammy, who's from all Kenyans abroad. But he actually linked me with him, and I played him some of my music, and he was like, yo, I need to get you up to Medem.
This is years ago.
So, like, I researched it, and I was like, man, that is a really big,
very big festival
event to go to.
Yeah. And we're on the main stage. Like, it's crazy.
That's huge.
It's, yeah.
So, you're going to get big in Vegas and leave us?
I'm big in France.
Hmm? You're going to go overseas?
Big in France and big in France, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what it means.
Yo, did you guys see that? Speaking of that thing I just said,
no.
Did you guys see the Will Smith thing I posted, obviously, on the Shotgun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that voice reminded me of Will Smith, but.
That's old, though, is it?
It's not that old.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's been like a couple years.
Is it a couple years?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
It came out when, like, around like Icon. And Jaden.
Yeah.
I mean, why did I see it just posted? I saw it posted. I was like, oh.
It comes and goes.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's dope.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
Do you guys rate Will Smith? This is the question.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm right.
Hold on. In what way? Just as a person? Yes.
Oh, this is him rapping. This
as
is
a rapper?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know
if
he wrote that.
He didn't write it.
No. Because it was a couple years ago where he was like backstage with Kanye and Drake. Apparently he had been working with Drake at some point.
And they're making fun of me.
I think so.
Okay.
Yes, they're making fun of me.
So yeah.
But he hasn't wrote for himself in a long time. When MySpace was a thing.
No, but the whole Nas wrote his shit thing is not.
No, that's not right.
He's there. He didn't write it. There are a lot of artists that write his shit behind the scenes and then send it to him.
There was a rumor that Rakim wrote Summertime.
They're just going to be in.
No. But
I feel like that bounced off of because of Nas. They said this. They're like, okay.
No, but if you listen to Summertime and that's 90-91, that's all Rakim's flow. Like the whole song.
But it doesn't matter.
So it makes sense that, like, whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
You can hear where his flow changes and sounds like other
people. Well,
when
you hear Still Dre, you can hear Jay-Z.
You can hear him.
Right?
Listen, the fact that the industry, this is one thing about the hip-hop culture and community that really cheeses me, is that people have been writing for other artists
since the
beginning.
It's a collaborative
fact. And the fact that they want to say, act as if the biggest artist only write their own shit.
Oh no!
It's very few and far between.
Yeah.
I found a note for you.
So Google did Rakim write Summertime, and it says Rakim didn't ghostwrite Will Smith's Summertime, but he did turn it down. So contrary to rumors, Rakim's pen didn't touch Will Smith's Summertime, but it was his song first.
But who wrote it?
Just wasn't Rakim.
So someone else wrote
the song. Somebody wrote it for Rakim.
Right. Somebody wrote it for Rakim.
That's, okay. So that's why did you would hear that? Yeah.
Hold on. I watched a MC Search Vlad interview, and I think it was Russell Simmons or someone asked Search to write a rhyme for Rakim.
Right.
So Rakim, Search is like, yo, you want me to write something for who I think is the best MC? But what happened was they just told Rakim, yo, someone's going to write your rhyme because you're taking too long. He got pissed off.
Yeah.
They shut down Search's call to Rakim. And then Rakim came up with some new shit. Like, it was a tactic by
to get him. Yeah.
So I can see where this industry game's being played and stuff.
No, but it's like just
I just and what you were saying about the biggest artists. they don't have time for this.
What I'm saying, like I was talking to you,
I don't fault them for having.
No, listen. When MySpace was the thing, right? And that's when the music. That's when I connected with Marsha Ambrosia on MySpace. Right? You know what I mean? Like I connected with a lot of people on MySpace. And there's artists like one guy's like, "Yo, want me to help you write your rhymes? I write for Will Smith. Like, want me to write for Will Smith? You know, how many movies is Will in right now?
Yeah,
right? He has time to write.
He doesn't have time to write, right? And when you look at it in that perspective, like. Bro, I'm still an artist. I still got a contract to finish out. I still have music to make. But I'm filming Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm filming Men in Black. I'm filming
Independence Day.
I'm filming Wild Wild West. I'm filming all this shit. And you want me to sit there and write an album too? What do you want me to do? While I'm studying my lines, pen some out until I go on scene and I start.
It's more than just studying your lines and penning it out.
At the same time.
And acting, you're trying to be that person.
Right.
So when you're rapping, when you're writing, you're trying to write as yourself while you're trying to act like this person. Mm-hmm. And if you're like a method actor, there's no way you're going to do it.
Yeah. Right. Really. Right. And it doesn't work.
Now, the problem I have with that is those artists need to change the culture because ghostwriting. Even to the biggest artists like Nicki Minaj still gets heated when people say, "Oh, somebody wrote your rhymes."
And the thing is, they deny it consistently.
And right. That's what I'm saying. If you're the biggest artist, right, and your whole thing is changing the culture, you want to set trends and all that. Why don't you set the trend of saying,
"Well, Drake is kind of trying to do that." Drake is kind of trying to do that because Drake,
especially if you're afraid of it damaging your image.
But the thing is, Drake is kind of and not at the same time trying to change that. Because Drake is not going to admit that people have helped him write his lyrics, but he's always admitted that people he's written lyrics for him.
Yeah, because he's got a line from years ago when he said, even if I didn't, it was kind of like when Jay-Z said, what did Jay-Z say about, it was on Change Clothes, never I write. He said something and then he said, never I write, but if ever I write. And it was kind of like he was playing on, maybe I didn't write it, maybe I didn't type of thing.
And the fact that he didn't write.
He does write for other people.
Right.
But Drake had a line similar to that where he said, even if I didn't do the chorus, I wrote it for everybody.
Even if I didn't do the chorus for I wrote the verse, so what's one more chorus? I wrote the verse, so what's one more chorus?
I messed that up. He was saying in that line, because that was early days, I write everything, even if I'm not the one doing the chorus.
No, but I already wrote the chorus for him, right? So what if I didn't do the verse? What's one more chorus for him?
No, this particular rhyme, he was saying, I write everything, even if I'm on the song and I didn't spit the chorus, I wrote the chorus.
Right.
So he built the reputation of I write for everybody.
Right.
Right. So now you're at the point where you're the superstar. You're everywhere. You're doing everything.
Right.
And
the thing is,
you painted yourself.
But you could also still, like, someone to say, like, Quentin wrote this. You could hear some of the differences and some of the shit that he spit. But there's some things that he spits.
Hey!
There's some things that he spits.
Hey!
Right?
Hey!
That you can tell no one, unless they're like Hush, right? Or maybe Noah or somebody helped him pen those lyrics because they're specifically Toronto. You know what I mean? Like specifically Toronto.
Sorry, gentlemen.
Hey, you guys go ahead. That's just you guys. Yeah.
You guys got a bad
I thought you were dissing
the man. You know what? Like, you can tell.
Until you get to that point,
so
you're one in the. No, you, not, you won't know. You pride yourself. You pride yourself on writing your own shit and not having writers. Right. And that's the thing.
But the joke is, though, not everybody came up in the game writing their own shit all the way through.
You know what? And that's something I think about often. It's like, we all come from whatever you want to call it. The old school, that 90s, that hip hop era, and all these things are important to us.
Yeah,
but
ever find that
to me it is.
That
no, but should it have been?
You know what's crazy?
Should
it
have been.
Regardless, my question is: do you guys ever find that keeps you from doing certain things or trying certain things?
No, I personally find a lot of this shit that we do me personally, isn't fun. Writing the rhyme is the funnest part. Performing is the funnest part. So don't take that from me.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? That's all, but that's me.
So yeah, that's you, right? But I'm asking this question though. Coming up in that era, right, where everyone says I'm the MC, I want my pen's my pen, my whatever. No one's helped me. It's my lyrics. I've done all this, the legwork, everything myself. Should that have been important? Knowing what we know now, as it's not true.
If that's who you were, then yes.
Well, and you have to have some sort of values and morals as a culture, when anything starts. You know what I mean? You have to have these pillars that you stand upon.
Right.
But
and things, no matter what, gentrification happens and corporations take over things, and it's going to become whatever it becomes.
Right.
But those people who started that thing, the reason it became something that attracted people was because of
the first hip hop song. The first hip hop song recorded.
They stole the rhyme.
I think
they stole the rhyme.
Hip hop is pretty much wrestling. Like wrestling, they try to tell you it was real
that's
real from the
guys,
very beginning.
That's why you guys love watching them pull around their underwear together.
That's not what it is. It's cool, but
I mean,
regardless,
I'm
pretty much like it's pretty much the same thing because back in the day, they used to fake like it was always real.
Yeah,
but if you look back,
and there was a lot of people that went out of their way
to make sure that you believe it was real. But if you look at self destruction, MC Light didn't write a verse. So that was normal to them. It was normal for them to write verses for each other.
Right.
So
to
act
like
Bismarck
never wrote. Bismarck never wrote. And if you listen to, and I've said it, and many people don't want to listen to me.
He did write, but he didn't. A lot of stuff was written.
But I've said it, and a lot of people don't want to listen to me or don't want to believe me. Right, but the man says it in his name. His nickname tells everybody everything. He says it multiple times. His nickname's the Ghost. Why would he be the Ghost? He ghostwrites for so many artists, right? Styles P ghostwrites for so many artists. But if you listen,
you listen to his album,
sorry,
I heard his
music. It's dope.
Right,
it's dope.
But if you listen to the first Lox album, right, even the Lox album after the Left Bad Boy, right. You can tell Jada didn't write that shit. You can tell it was Styles' pen that wrote Jada's verses. You can tell.
Now, speaking to what M.O. was alluding to.
Jesus Christ, bro.
He's on one today. He's on one today.
You know what?
Your
mics aren't picking it up so I can play whatever I want.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't want to get locked off before, but now I'm playing whatever I want to play.
Bro.
He's playing some tunes.
I like that.
That's what I'm saying.
But Emma was actually talking. You were talking about
the mics.
Yeah.
They're not hearing this, really.
Now, what he was alluding to was.
I call this a mob shit, the way they protected the name. And
but that's what it's
denied
called.
Denied till they die.
But
we believe that this is real. You are against this. You're lying.
Right.
Why are you creating this?
Right.
This
but
right.
It's called protecting the business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
So what they do is.
No, but Vince McMahon. Is a fucking gangster for that shit.
Was beforehand.
Okay.
It was actual.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Vince McMahon's the reason why that it changed over that people know.
Okay.
He's the reason. Like he fucked. That's why everybody like pretty much they have a bone to pick with him because he's like you gotta fuck the business and telling him
so
because of the whole steroids thing. No, it was like
well,
an old school
it?
Thing. Like
that's
it,
the
was,
face that I,
it was. It was.
I used to watch it obviously.
Like the Ric Flair days and all that shit. Like,
so what you would have is. You would have people that wanted to make money off of the business that weren't into it, right? So
right.
They would be trained by somebody. You know, you come into the business and somebody shows you the literal and figuratively the ropes.
Right.
And their job, see what I mean? Their job is to protect the business.
Right.
So they might injure you. Hulk Hogan, the person that trained Hulk Hogan, broke his leg.
Right.
Set him on the shelf for like 9 months.
Right.
Just to make sure he was, you know, he wasn't, you know, taking the job as a joke, wasn't disrespecting the business. He was protecting. He comes back in 9 months, 10 months, he's back. Mick Foley said he left every day. He left sore. He was beat up. He was. But he kept going back because his trainer was like, "Yo, gotta make sure." Anyways, I say that to say this: the person that taught me how to rhyme.
I thought you were gonna say wrestle.
Who taught you to wrestle, bro?
The person that taught me how to rhyme, his little brother was asking us, me and him, to teach him how to rhyme. Him and his little crew. And we were like, all right, well, show up at this time. Make sure you're ready to write. All right.
Darius doesn't rap.
Why not? Darius, why don't you rap? Really?
How about for our international guests and everybody else who can't see
the
TV, what's going on in the Raptors game?
It's like,
we're
slightly ahead.
Open the door.
But yeah, we would tell him and his crew, show up at this time, make sure you have your rhymes, make sure you're prepared. And like the first time we told him to come through, only two of them showed up. There was like four or five of them in the group.
Right.
They were late. It's like, you guys aren't serious. Get out of here.
Yeah. He
you know
late,
what I'm saying?
Who shows up late?
It's like...
Who shows up late?
There's something guys
in yellow shirts. That's
what we do in being
he
prepared.
Once
for
sure
that's
like, busted. All the
this is like, you know, 2004, 2005. But like, we've started doing our thing and making sure we're prepared and doing what we need to do. We can't set an example for them. You know, come to the studio and make sure your rhymes are right. The first time I recorded in the studio, I had the same experience. That was whack. Do it again. You know what I'm saying? I had to do 14 takes. When I left there, I didn't want to rap again. You know what I'm saying? But eventually, if you love it, you'll go back to it. You'll improve. You'll, you know what I'm saying? There's a certain culture we haven't really cultivated, or we stopped cultivating, because everybody can do it. Everybody can turn their computer on,
no,
turn their phone
not
on.
Not everybody. Not you can't have, like the reason we do this and we love this type of thing is we're a certain breed that does it. You can't expect everyone to do that and respect that.
But that was
but
if we really want people to respect the culture, respect the art, then
we
should.
We will keep doing it. Then we will keep doing it.
You know.
Yeah. So I don't want to turn this into a casual chat.
Yeah, before I do that.
But who's your favorite?
I want to say what's up to everybody watching us. Feel free to talk. It's an open forum.
Keep it interactive.
But yeah. Shout out to y'all.
But yeah.
So you were saying.
Oh,
Miss
Morgan.
Okay, no.
What were you saying, Morgan?
I didn't know what that
water
was.
Like, so.
Okay. No,
Who's your favorite wrestling?
I'm gonna say the person that's influenced me the most recently, Fonte.
Fonte
from Little Brother.
Okay.
You wanna die?
Did you say?
I said myself. No, like
I
guess Biggie.
I swear you're gonna say Coolio.
I'm gonna shout this out to
his first album was wicked.
I'm not gonna lie, it was.
Can't sleep on that. I used to love that cool guy.
Bro, Fantastic Voyage was crazy.
Yeah.
It was a different sound.
It takes a thief. It takes a thief. It takes a motherfucking thing. It takes a thing to keep both eyes open when I'm on the creek. Imagine
you can't reach, like, paper ball. What's that? Just get a piece of paper, pull that motherfucker up, play with it.
I saw
the others.
Why you guys do your shots?
To those that inspired us and continue to inspire us.
Now I was driving around somewhere, and as I was driving, I saw a beautiful sign.
What did it say?
It said simply.
What up, Connect Loke?
Wait! Are you bullshitting me? Are you keeping it 1800?
I'm keeping it 1800.
Okay. Okay.
But
it is just for clients. Enough. Just.
But as well, as I drive by, it's just a metal sign. 1800. I'm like, it's a dope spot for Ben.
You're like, wait, 1800. Isn't that what we're drinking tonight?
It's a dope. It would have been if we saw that earlier. It would have been a dope spot for.
Bro, the coconut is delicious.
It's really good.
It's like, very smooth.
Yeah.
Being tequila and all too.
Yeah.
You already know I come in with like.
Bro, trust me. You already know. I'm a
whiskey man. Whiskey man.
No, but this 1800, the coconut one's nice.
Very.
Yeah.
And I was like I said, I want to try that coconut crusher mix that they have.
That's perfect. That would be perfect for like the summer when the weather is much better for you.
Because it's freezing cold right now.
There is.
This guy said the weather outside is frightful. Yeah, that's what he said.
Inside it's so tequila
full. Just amazing promos. Promos.
All right. Let's talk. 50 and Young Buck. No, Young Buck, get out of this contract.
I think it's more than that. I think it's 50 versus everybody.
It can't be 50 versus everybody. Sorry, Fofty versus everybody can't be because Shotbuck versus everybody.
That is true. That is true.
Fofty can't be versus
everybody. I was going to point to somebody, but nobody has a
shirt
on right now.
I have my
shirt. Speaking of shirts, shout out to Canadian Lifestyle. Join us
in the Shot Club podcast. Canadian Lifestyle blend.
Yeah, man. Dope shirt. Much appreciated, guys.
Whoa. Quick. Where'd you get that sweater from?
No, where'd you get the hat?
Why are you asking?
I don't care. The hat, I know where you got the hat. It's Canadian Lifestyle clothing.
Shout out to Canadian Lifestyle clothing.
But.
Thank you.
The sweater. Where'd you get the sweater from?
Why did you ask?
No, just.
I knew that's gonna be.
Where'd you get the sweater?
Where'd you get the sweater from?
Like some secret basement sale.
Don't bullshit me, bro. Where'd you get the sweater, and why did you buy me one? That's cool.
Oh, do you want one?
I need a. Oh no, he didn't.
Why would you when you have the Shot Club mixer?
Because there's always tomorrow. There's always a tomorrow.
Are you sure you want this?
No, that one doesn't fit. That's like small.
Schmelium.
Schmelium.
It's largium.
Yes, it's not for me.
It's largium?
It's large march. Always in charge.
Large march.
Wow. Wow.
What did he say? Connect Loke said he has a brew too.
Connect
okay.
Loke,
cheers.
You
know, cheers, brother.
Check it out, y'all.
But yeah, I want it. So. Where'd you get it?
So you guys just gonna ignore my
sorry, what was your question?
Young Buck Fofty question because of the shirt?
What?
Oh, Young Buck and Fofty. Is he gonna get
off
his contract?
Like
I truly know nothing about the contract.
Okay, so
it's out there right now.
Young Buck put out a new video, song, single, whatever, and apparently Juna Records.
I saw that. He put the video in the 50 made to take him down.
Did you see the 50 Cent Game of Thrones post?
No.
Yeah.
He put his face on
Tyrion.
Lannister. Tyrion Lannister.
There you go.
He put his own face on his body and he was like,
this is some hater. This is some hater shit.
Thrones, power talks about real shit. Coming real. Yeah, 50s. Do you follow 50?
Yeah.
I don't follow very many famous people at all.
My 50s is one of those 50s.
Yeah. It's entertaining.
But Young Buck started a Glow GoFundMe page.
GoFundMe.
Sorry, GoFundMe page. My 50 tried to help him push it.
How much did he raise?
He was trying to raise over like $350,000 to get out of his contract.
That's a first. It's
and Mo Little was like,
think about
wow.
that amount. Think about that amount. I'm just going to need like $350,000 just to get out my contract. Like, can you guys help me?
Bro,
wow.
That's $350,000.
Now,
here's
and it's 2019.
Here's what I was saying to hashtag this guy. This isn't the first time that 50. Well, I didn't say.
Who's the contractor?
Buck with
G-Unit.
Now, the thing that 50 pointed out.
After you beg to come back.
Right. Well, the thing that 50 pointed out a couple times is he cleared his taxes for him once. And it was around the same amount. So I think that's. I think there's something about that amount. I think that's exactly
what. Fool me once.
No, I think that's the amount. So you can get out of your contract when you pay you back to clear your taxes.
No, but he did it twice.
Yeah, so whatever it is.
Whatever it is,
I think it's kind of like a subliminal thing where he's like, I know you can't afford that. I know you owed me that twice. Like he's a petty guy.
But I feel like we'd be like, why would you think that 50 wouldn't be like that?
Yeah.
When you're close to someone, you're blinded by
you can't be blinded. This is after the whole thing you already had with your
this
degree.
Is
so
no, but this is hard. This is after the taped phone call.
Exactly.
People get blinded or something.
But this is after the taped phone call, right? This is after the taped phone call. You had the taped phone call. After that, you should have been like, I got away from this. I got away from him. I'm done with him. I'm not going back. But he went back.
But the phone call.
He begged to come back after the phone call. After the taped phone call. After the whole G-Unit stuff and that flopped and whatever. He begged to come back.
Thing with him, the tape phone call, all that, that's from like 07, 08.
Yeah.
This is when he was kicked out and it was the second G unit out. He was actually listed, I think, as a feature.
Yeah.
So he's gone through this with 50 before.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I think with 50, it's a love-hate thing. It's one of those things where if I'm close to you and we have that falling out, you're probably going to get it worse than someone that's considered my enemy.
Because you should have gone there with me. You shouldn't have done it with me.
He's had an issue with Lloyd Banks. Probably not to this extent.
Not to this extent.
But
Banks got a pretty tough
guy. No, he didn't. He really didn't. Him and 50 had a little something there for a second. It wasn't as bad. The only thing
But Banks was more like I don't want to get back.
Banks is less vocal about things.
Yeah.
Young Buck has dissed him on several occasions.
Yeah.
So you kind of do it to yourself.
Actually, Banks' thing had to do with when his dad passed, 50 was like, he felt 50 kind of rushed him to go back to work too fast. He was like, you should have understood that.
Okay,
so when that happened,
here we go.
Okay, Studios.
Well, beggars can't be choosers.
What's up,
and a sucker for paying all those things.
How can we get that back up? Just send a little.
Can you chat publicly as I start TV
already? We've already been talking.
Is there any way that they can?
Yeah, but I
want
to talk
see
to them.
Okay, Studios.
We've already talked to them.
No, I just wanted to see, like, if because the other version, it stayed up, right?
No. When they reply, it
goes
right up. Okay, Studios over there.
Come on, raps on their feet.
No, it's not.
What's happening?
It's, we're still sitting.
Throw a rock.
We're still slightly above.
Throw a rock.
We've been slightly up the whole game.
All right, so.
Oh, it's 50-41, actually. We're a bit above.
Oh, nine and a half?
It's been the third. We've been up like 4-6 points.
For those who don't know, the Raptors are playing game 7.
Go Raps, go.
Let's go. Let's not have a 2001 year repeat. Let's go. Let's do this.
If we have to get rid of Kawhi,
we can't get rid of Kawhi. He's the reason why we're.
Well, there's no get. There's not us getting rid of Kawhi. Don't worry.
Kawhi can walk.
Kawhi is.
No, so I'm saying like
he can walk, right?
He can walk.
Of course. May very well walk.
You don't think so?
I don't know, man. He's really hard to read.
I know it's very possible, but I think he's cool right now.
You have to understand. He was on a team where he
not
won
this,
a championship.
Yeah.
But he's head of San Antonio, and he didn't have he had an issue. Like, right now, he just
– But he
sat
down.
That's the thing. San Antonio is regarded as probably one of the most professional sports teams.
But he got fucked over.
See, what's the issue? My issue is what happened.
It's between him and Popovich.
Because
yeah.
I think it's the whole coaching staff because I'm almost sure that the female assistant on San Antonio that interviewed for head coaching position didn't get that position because they're that close to signing Kawhi. Right? Because of getting a trade for Kawhi. Because if they got Kawhi and she's the head coach, I'm sure he would. Right? So
if we can get through this fucking series and then
okay,
so, I think we're okay against the Bucks, honestly.
Listen,
I know we've had some trouble, but I think
well against the Bucks we haven't.
Grant says nice hat, Emil.
Hey,
against the Bucks
we've been giving them ad ups.
Against the Bucks.
Trace is wearing the shirt too.
All the belly.
Watch this.
There you go, Chad. I was
I was gonna ask you. You sure you want one? Look where it's from.
But anyways,
much love on the shirts, the merch. We appreciate it.
Oh yeah, that's. I knew something was awful then. All those sleeves I had on.
The Bucks, the Bucks Philly.
Why? Where's the
problem? I thought you
didn't
like that.
The Biden?
Yeah. I thought you.
What do I know about the Biden?
I don't know.
Do you not like the Biden?
I don't know.
I see these bits in these.
We haven't really seen a full Raptors team, right? And the sad thing is, they haven't. A full Raptors team hasn't played consistently since last round, right? After the first game, there was the full Raptors team 4 games straight. That's what this should have looked like from game one, right? This series is. You got the full Raptors team playing amazing in game one, playing amazing in game five, playing like trash in game three.
And game six.
No, and game six. Played okay in game two, but offensively they were flat. It wasn't even that Philly beat us. We couldn't land a shot.
Bro, no, but that's the thing. There's been 2 or 3 games where we are just not in.
Right.
And like, I don't fault them for that.
Right.
I'm saying you have games like that,
slopes.
Not usually that
bad,
many
yeah.
in the same series, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like they've been taking, and like you're just like, they're just not hitting.
Well, look, but
when
you,
not,
like, it's not even, it's like, it's uncontested shots we're missing.
Right.
That
we have wide open opportunities and we're not landing the shots. Right. Even game six, I'm like, I'm watching the game like, Gasol, you really playing now? You're landing your shots? It's 4 minutes into the fourth quarter. You really landing your shots right now? You couldn't do this before?
See, not hitting shots, bro. Like, Green should be hitting.
Yeah,
fucking,
right.
What percentage is he? He's hitting like 30, 40%.
Not even.
Like,
so if the Raptors.
That's, you have one job.
Win
you have
everything.
One job.
Are you guys going to the parade?
Yeah.
If they
I'm
win
riding.
Everything, are you going to the parade?
I'm saying it here first. I'm rioting.
You're rioting?
Rioting, yes.
Rioting,
yes.
Okay.
Rioting. You and Jamie both say can't pronounce ting. You say rioting.
Rioting.
Yeah.
Rioting is different. It's not rioting.
No,
rioting.
Rioting.
So where's your ting?
Rioting.
Rioting. I-N-G.
Rioting.
Rioting.
Not rioting.
Rioting.
Like rioting.
He said he
like,
can't do it. Jamie
rioting.
Can't say it either. Cannot say
rioting.
Ting. Rioting.
Rioting.
Yeah.
Rioting.
Why do you smile harder when you try to
say the same word?
It's funny though,
because
Jamie
says
the same thing. They say you say instead of ing.
Ing?
Mm.
Mm. It's like,
I always
everybody saying
everybody saying
that's why he knows the difference between the ing and the ing.
Okay, I'm not liking what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah. We blow through the third period.
Well,
there's a lot of basketball.
What? Okay.
We got a lot of time.
Yeah.
What else is? You said AZ has new. Is it AZ or Stealthy? I know AZ has
brought
it. Stealthy's new album. Has anybody heard it?
I haven't heard it. I heard about it.
Hold on. What's the newest thing everybody's listening to?
Oh man!
Hey!
I'm going to say who it is. I know none of you know who it is. His name is Kev Brown.
Oh, Kev Brown. KB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Kemp Brown is a MC producer. He's been around for a minute, but he just put out something, and that's what I've been playing for the past week.
Where is he from?
He's from
Houston, Canada. Fort York, North York.
No, he's from upstate New York.
Okay.
Oh, upstate New York.
Yeah. You're almost there.
Yeah. I've been running that.
Okay.
So you know.
Sounds good, man. It's called the GOAT.
Sorry.
Ghost of all time.
Okay.
But it's dope, man. He's like, listen, Linda. So I told you. It's been a while.
That's very calm.
That's
very calm.
That's the homie that grew up. Linda.
Listen. He's like 6, 7. Because remember how like mature he was when
he's like 10.
Fat and like. Yeah. I'm a little be like, I don't know if you're a baby or 10.
Yeah.
But so I was telling you yesterday, I was chilling with Maestro, the music teacher, Robert. He just came down there, hasn't been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Super happy to be there, happy to see everybody loud and out. Like, it's great. But oh yeah, so his new music. Have you guys heard his new music?
Maestro?
Yeah.
And the album?
Yeah, not Coach Fresh. So we went to Coach Fresh.
It's a new one.
We're talking about that.
Yeah.
The next one that you didn't hear about the publicity party.
Yeah. We weren't on the list.
So his new music, though, I was playing, like, because I listened to Northern Bars and what's Devo's Canadian's Coldest?
Not sure.
I have
but I know about that. Icebreakers.
What is it?
Icebreakers.
Oh, yeah.
On Spotify.
Spotify
you
Spotify.
Icebreakers. It's icebreakersociety.com. Spotify playlist.
Where?
On Spotify, it's called Icebreakers.
Oh, okay.
Can you also find Welcome to the Shark Club on Spotify?
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can.
Under podcast, not music. Okay.
Yeah, podcast. Well, it's Welcome to the Shark Club podcast at Welcome to the Shark Club podcast. You're welcome. You're not welcome. But come and join. Listen, join the conversation. Let's know what you think. But my show's new shit, like, I was listening to it, like, cooking.
Yeah.
Make good food, I cook. but yeah, I had to like go to my phone and be like, what's that? I had to go back and I was like, Maestro.
Yeah.
And that's really like longevity for a fucking Canadian artist, that is to me.
Yeah.
His new shit, because he's doing the
other stuff,
a little
yeah.
bit of, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Honestly, but it was dope. I was like, I said I had to like double take it.
Yeah. Champagne campaign. That's
good. Yeah. What do you guys think about Aladdin?
It's still there. David Solomon, who you been listening to?
Nipsey. Because I haven't listened to him before. So
at least you admit that.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of people. There's nothing wrong with it. But. I mean, it is what it is.
Because again, like, I was always paying attention to his actual hustle, right? Because he's done a lot to show that you can do other things to make that money in this industry. And I really never paid attention to his music, just trying to pay attention to his tactics.
He's
schemes,
like a ghetto Gary Vee.
Right? And then,
yeah, he really is.
Right? So then I've been listening to his music lately, and I'm like, I can see why people flock to him for that.
Yeah.
I can see that. But I'm also surprised that he wasn't bigger than he was. Listen to him.
I'm actually...
He just broke through with this last album.
I'm actually surprised because, like, he did the Staples Center.
Yeah.
His funeral was at the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Like, that's
in LA.
Yeah. No, but still, like, Nipsey Hussle isn't... Me personally,
and you're
if you said biggest artist in LA or biggest artist in California, I'm thinking Snoop, Dre.
They're still there, though.
But like he passed, and they filled
the Staples Center,
an arena.
But that's big.
But his whole thing wasn't based
thing,
off of
popularity
or anything. It was based off of respect.
Yes,
that's
but what I'm saying is, from somebody who's from out here,
yeah.
I'm not looking over there like. He's that impactful as an artist. Like, I was actually looking through my YouTube. I was looking through my YouTube like videos, and I saw that I liked one of his. Because I don't like a whole bunch of stuff.
You don't like.
I don't just like click like whatever. But like,
the joke is, you live with David too long.
No, not Triple. But there's a video that he did of him on cryptocurrency, like him investing in cryptocurrency. It's things like that that interested me because I, like, maybe started listening to him. I haven't listened to a whole bunch of his stuff.
But you know, like, his popularity is based off of his music.
Yeah, like, the stuff he's done as far as, like, him being a businessman, like, him selling the mixtape for $100 and then doing the other one, selling for $1,000, the whole, what was the campaign called? With Karen Simple? No. Before that. Proud to Pay.
Right.
They did a campaign, him and Karen Civil did a thing called Proud to Pay. So that's why they did the selling the mixtape for $100. And Jay-Z buying $100.
Which also, Lauren London, that's how they met, right? And she said $100 for that mixtape package was cheap. She's like, he could have done so.
And then he did $1,000.
Right? But the thing is, really, his impact was, since he started being an entrepreneur, he's employed over 40,000 people. So, you know what I mean? Like, who else? Like, there's barely any companies that can say that.
Sure.
Right? Within the time frame that he's been alive, right? There's barely any companies that can say they've employed over 40,000 people.
How many people does it take to fill a safe center?
Staples Center or basketball, right?
Arenas are smaller than stadiums.
But it's LA. That's why I say 40 or 50
is LA. Skydome does like 50,000.
Yeah.
But that's a stadium.
That's
Toronto. I know, I was there.
That's
last
a
drama.
In LA, that's why I say 40 to 50.
I was there last night,
like, you were just there yesterday, were you?
That's right now. I'm
going to be
there right now.
21,000.
21,000?
I thought
it would be
20.
Then I was like, yeah, you may be right.
Arenas and stadiums do different seatings.
You know what? I'm basing mine off of WWE count. So it might be 20,000 seats, but they're going to tell if it's a 50,000.
No, you're
going to
tell.
But again, it's pretty much 20,000 in seats. Yeah. So when you go on the floor, it's more, right?
Yeah.
So it could probably expand to like 30,000 people.
Find this song.
Right?
Yeah,
My Life?
It's not on Spotify. Is it?
Unless they took it
down. It's not on Google Music. It's not on.
But we gotta have one more drink.
Also, Chesa didn't say who he's listening to.
Oh, I did not. Mine, like, because of the Iceberg website,
and
a lot of
please,
Canadian.
Please, keep it 18.
It's a lot of Canadian shit I'm listening to.
Okay.
What?
So it's like song by song. Last. There's this kid from London, Anthony. His shit is wicked. He has like a really dope flow. Peter Jackson's new track, Don't Trust Anyone.
Yeah.
Dope. Very dope. Dre Barnes has a new shit.
Yeah.
That's dope. What else? Kennedy Road.
Kennedy Road, she's
dope.
Tasha Amazon's new track.
Tasha's dope.
I feel like Captain America, the first Avenger.
Avaya Mighty's album is.
Captain America,
the
Flag
Monkey.
Avaya Mighty's
album is dope.
I know who Kennedy Road is.
Who's the
I'm not old and washed.
Who from Tribe? Toolman?
Yeah.
Shout out to Toolman and
shout out to DJ
Andy.
Yes.
What's
it called?
13-4.
Just
dropped a new album.
And shout out to DJ SP.
Check it out, y'all.
Crazy.
But last shot.
Bylaw, who are you listening to?
Styles P.
No, in general. Coffee. Right now.
In general, Coffee. And you know, Damien Marley always. Coffee. But Coffee right now. If you don't know about Coffee, check out Coffee.
Coffee's dope.
For sure.
All right. Shots up to the shots up. Keep it 1,800 people.
Go fucking raps, please. Go.
My life. That coconut smooth though, right?
Bowling.
Crystal, what up?